Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Sonu Sood, and today we will be discussing about strengthening India-Brazil bilateral relations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, held bilateral talks in New Delhi today and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora, reformed multilateralism, global governance, and issues concerning the Global South. India and Brazil exchanged several agreements on different areas, including digital partnership, cooperation in rare earth and critical minerals, MSMEs, and the coastal sector. To really decode what this visit of the Brazilian president means for the bilateral relations between the two countries, we have with us expert in international affairs, Professor Anshu Joshi. Professor Joshi, a warm welcome to you on Akashwani.
Very good evening, Sonuji, and thank you so much for having me on this show.
Professor Joshi, this meeting which took place today between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Brazilian president, how would you see the outcome of the meeting? The announcements which have been made about several MOUs, agreements having been signed, what does it mean for the bilateral relations strengthening further?
Definitely, this trip of the Brazilian President Lula to India and with a huge delegation of a lot of entrepreneurs and more than a dozen ministers of Brazil reflect Brazil's commitment towards the strategic partnership that we established in 2006. And we should also know that Brazil was the first Latin American nation to establish diplomatic relations with India in 1948. And then the ties were elevated further to strategic partnership in 2006. And both the countries are also the members of BRICS, G20, IBSA, G4, and other international institutions, wherein both the countries are working towards not only their own national interests and promoting strategic partnership, but also the larger goal of promoting Global South nations and the agenda of Global South. Okay. And I would also take this opportunity to let the listeners know that the Brazilian president of 2020, Jair Bolsonaro, also came to India and he was the chief guest at our Republic Day celebrations in 2020. Mm-hmm. And now it is Lula's official visit to India. It's a five-day visit, high-profile visit to strengthen India-Brazil strategic partnership. And the special focus we have seen is on trade, technology, cooperation in the sectors of critical minerals, agriculture, health and pharma, and definitely promoting the overall agenda of Global South cooperation. So he received a grand welcome from our Prime Minister and Honorable President both. And he held extensive delegation-level meetings with our Prime Minister in Hyderabad House to review the full range of bilateral relations and strategic partnership and the key areas of future engagements, of course. So 10 key MOUs have been signed in the areas of digital partnership, in the area of critical minerals, so cooperation in rare earths and mining supply chains to reduce reliance on third-party imports in the sector of steel, of course, wherein an agreement between the Ministry of Steel India and the Ministry of Mines and Energy Brazil has been signed, declared for sustainable development in the steel value chain. And not to forget, 260 to 300 business leaders have come from Brazil to India. So there are other sectors also, like of agriculture, pharma, fintech, wherein there are a lot of opportunities where both the countries are engaging. And let me also take this opportunity to share the fact that Brazil is the co-founder in the Global Biofuel Alliance, which was announced by India when we had the presidency of G20 in 2023. Mm-hmm. And this alliance aims to accelerate sustainable fuel use, share technology, and boost ethanol blending, aiming for 20% by 2025 to 2026 in India. So the time is here, and that's where Brazil is helping us, as in it started working in this particular sector in the era of 70s itself. So there are other areas also, like defense and space collaboration, where both the countries work very closely. So these are some very critical and significant areas wherein we have
Right.
also heard many announcements, and both the countries are continuously working not only to boost their own strategic partnership, but to contribute towards the agenda of Global South and the various international objectives.
In fact, Prime Minister Modi, he said that you mentioned the cooperation in defense sector and also the agreement on critical minerals and rare earths, that both are excellent examples of trust in each other and strategic synergy. Let's hear what the Prime Minister said.
Critical minerals or rare earths mein jo samjhota hua hai, wo resilient supply chains ke nirman mein ek bahut bada kadam hai. Defense ke kshetra mein bhi hamara sahyog nirantar badh raha hai. ये एक दूसरे के प्रति भरोसे और रणनीतिक तालमेल का बेहतरीन उदाहरण है. हम इस विन विन पार्टनरशिप को आगे भी और मजबूत करते रहेंगे.
Professor Joshi, the Prime Minister asserted that when India and Brazil work together, they are two superpowers of the developing world. Even the Brazilian president called us superpowers in various fields. He said the voice of Global South becomes stronger and more confident. How far do you agree with this, and how important is this aspect in the changing, churning world order that we see right now?
Can't agree more on what our Prime Minister and the Brazilian President have stated in their addresses. As in, we see Brazil as the key player and the largest country of Latin America, and India represents a significant power and voice of Global South from Asia. And together, when Brazil and India work, definitely it adds a new dimension to the whole agenda objectives of Global South. And that's where, when we take this partnership to the area of energy and resource security, there is a win-win situation wherein both the countries have their own strengths. And when these strengths meet, miracles happen.
Right.
So, for example, Brazil is India's largest upstream investment destination in Americas. Mm-hmm. And in early 2026, Bharat Petroleum has signed $780 million deal to double crude oil imports from Brazil's Petrobras for the fiscal year 2026-27. Mm-hmm. And I have already stated how Brazil is working as a co-founder of Global Biofuel Alliance, wherein both the countries collaborate closely on ethanol blending and sustainable aviation fuel, which is essential for a safe future. And in the areas of critical minerals, a landmark MOU has been signed for cooperation in rare earth and critical minerals, which is aimed at securing and diversifying supply chains for industries like electrical vehicles, steel production, and helping the Global South nations. So we are standing on crossroads when we look at what is happening in global politics. There are already two open theaters of war. Mm-hmm. And amid that, we also see that some countries try to open another theaters of war. We all know what is already happening between America and Iran. So in such kind of situations, countries like India and Brazil are trying to promote positive agenda in global politics through positive diplomacy and strategic partnership, and that is what we can make out from this trip of Lula to India.
The Prime Minister also spoke about priority areas like intelligence, supercomputer, semiconductors, blockchain, technology and innovation. And he said a very important thing, that technology should be inclusive. Can you decode this for us? What levels does this inclusivity, it can take and should take?
That is India's key objective, to democratize and ensure people's participation, and also to ensure that the benefits of any technology, any vision, any mission, any program should reach the person sitting at the fag end of the society. And that is what our Prime Minister means when he says that usage of all such kind of technologies and programs should be all inclusive. So when he says so, when we look at the digital partnership and the area of DPI, digital public infrastructure, by digitizing a hugely populated country, India now has become a case study at the international level. And that's where India is helping other nations, including Brazil, with its, do's and don'ts and good practices to digitize their systems, to bring in transparency, equity, people's participation. And of course, accessibility and ease of doing business and ease in day-to-day life. That is one example. Yeah. Then you can look at the emerging technologies ranging from artificial intelligence to semiconductors to supercomputing to blockchain technology. When we look at global level, Sonuji, we see that we still see that gap between the north and south. So that's where India is vocal about the voice of and the needs of global south nations, wherein we see that there are two categories, emerging economies and the countries that still need funding and hand-holding to, you know, come to this same page or same arena. So when our Prime Minister says that usage or such techniques should be all-inclusive, he indicates towards helping, funding such countries that need hand-holding. And of course, there are other critical areas like defense and space and agriculture.
Right.
So from future's point of view, this is India's vision and this is India's mission.
And also, both the leaders spoke about peace and the challenges to peace. They specifically spoke about terrorism, that it is an ill against all humanity. And the Brazilian president, he said that it is an evil which is beyond country, beyond religion, and we should all condemn it. So that, you feel, is a very, very important statement, given that we have recently sent out teams to several countries, including Brazil, to create this awareness about the fact that there has to be a global war against terrorism.
Definitely, India is a torchbearer when it comes to this global fight against terror. And Brazil stands very strongly in this fight against terrorism. And when our Prime Minister visited Brazil via Ghana and Argentina, President Lula, while welcoming our Prime Minister, stated that Brazil stands with all its support in India's fight against terrorism at an international level. And he also condemned the brutal Pahalgam attack on India. He also condemned those countries that plan, fund, and help terrorist organizations and activities. So this commitment reflects that how Brazil also understands not only India's pain, but the challenges that have been posed by terrorism and terrorist organizations.
And the, you know, talks which took place and the agreements which took place, they were very wide ranging, agriculture, health, traditional knowledge. So many sectors have been covered, and exchange is going to take place benefiting both countries. And another commitment which both countries, which they said very clearly, was towards a green future. How important do you see this at a time when many countries are not giving the climate change challenge that much importance?
Brazil actually faces a lot of challenges, and in fact, it is a key player when it comes to this objective of climate change containment, the Amazon rainforests that it has. So India and Brazil both have been working towards strengthening this particular goal at an international level, and all the international platforms, both the countries contribute significantly. So we are now strengthening our ties by making the energy green or greener through this Global Biofuel Alliance and Solar Alliance. So both the countries are working towards achieving tangible targets in these two sectors. So for example, in this Global Biofuel Alliance, which was launched in 2023, both the countries are working to accelerate sustainable fuel use, share technology, promote a green technology, and boost ethanol blending. Then you can look at the another sector, which is in the area of investment and technical cooperation, which is needed to contribute to this goal of climate change containment and working towards green energy, green jobs.
Yeah.
And that's where both the countries are co-investing, doing research and development together and co-manufacturing. And that's where Brazil is also helping us with technology transfer. And both the countries are also key players in the areas of policy and strategic alignments. So here I would like to give the example of International Solar Alliance, wherein both are working very closely for clean energy transitions, not only in their own countries, but also at the international level.
Professor Joshi, thank you so much for telling us about the various aspects of the growing bilateral relations, strengthening bilateral relations between India and Brazil, and the road forward.
Thank you so much, Sonuji.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Spotlight.